The Andy Summer Show on XTU. And Andy, it is time to play the feud.
All right.
Welcome in our contestants. First of all, good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
And good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
All right. Whoa. All right. So I have to give you a little inside info on Jody and Bill. I just picked up the lines to remind them to keep their answers clean. Because it's Family Feud, and sometimes the question might be leading you into a dirty direction. So Jody got all excited and said, "Oh my goodness, what kind of questions are you going to be asking?" And then Bill's like, "My wife and children are listening."
So, he's a family guy. We're safe. Okay.
All right. So, Jody, we're going to start with you. We're going to go back and forth, and you will have a chance to steal your opponent's answer if you don't give me the number one answer in these categories, guys, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, good luck, Jody.
Thank you. Good luck.
You guys are awesome. All right. Jody, question number one. Name something a wedding and a funeral have in common.
Guests
is number one.
Wow.
Yes.
Right off the bat, Jody.
Flowers came in at number two on that one, if you were wondering. All right, Bill, now to you. Name a part of your body that might hit you in the face when you're bouncing on a trampoline.
Hand.
Wait, what was
that? Hand.
Hand.
Also, I would say, would be part of your arm. And so, yes, number one.
Yes, all right, Bill.
Uh-huh.
Good job. Yes. What everyone was thinking came in at number three.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Which was surprising, really. Okay.
Thank you for not giving us that, Bill.
All right. I was good.
You,
okay, here I can't. I'm a good dad.
Thank you. All right, Jody.
Yes.
We asked 100 married women, sometimes your husband acts like this if his brain is the size of what fruit? Sometimes your husband acts like his brain is the size of what fruit?
A grape.
Grape is number one.
No way.
Oh, wow. Man.
Wow.
I've been married 22 years. There's a lot of grapes.
You guys
are there you go.
Hilarious.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. Bill.
Yes.
Time to tie it up.
All right. Name something that would be hard to do if you have a really small tongue.
Something I would have that really small phone?
Tongue.
A tongue. Whistle.
Whistle? Where is that?
That came in at number four.
That was a good answer,
on our
though,
list.
Bill.
It was creative.
Yeah, all right. Jody, your chance to steal.
Blow a bubble.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that there?
Blow a bubble came in at number six.
Yeah!
I have a point for Bill, though, right?
For all Bill. Right.
What was the top
one?
Answer?
Well, lick or eat came in at number one. Oh. Kiss came in at number two. And talk came in at number three.
Oh, okay.
These are hilarious.
Hmm.
All right, so where do we stand?
We're even at two apiece.
Two apiece. Yeah. Okay. Jody, back to, right? Are we up to Jody?
Yeah, Jody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Name an occupation for which a man greases himself up.
Oh, God.
What?
Jody.
Himself, as in his person.
That's right.
Yeah.
A scuba diver.
That's creative.
Well,
is that on the list?
Did not make the list.
No, no greasy scuba divers. All right.
Bill, steal it.
For the steal and the win, Bill. Oh. Name an occupation for which a man greases himself up.
My youngest man in the family, a mechanic.
Mechanic number one!
Yes!
Yes!
Go, Danny!
Yes!
Congratulations, Bill.
Hey, XTU Nation wants to know what else made the list, Andy.
Bodybuilder, wrestler, male dancer. and yes, just so that everyone can cringe, proctologist did make the list.
There you go. Congratulations. Bill, you are our winner. You scored an Amazon Echo Dot, but I do have to say, I mean, Jody was so fantastic. Jody, you're a winner, too. We'll set you up, all right?
Yay!
So both of you, just hold on.
Fresh squeeze age free. Now with more fiber.
The Andy Summers Show.
The best way to start your day.
Weekday mornings on 92.5 XTU.